Lean in close, me hearties, for Arabella Nightwind has a secret to share. One I ought not be telling. Whilst Blackbeard was ashore in Martinique Bay, likely drinking rum and making mischief, I slipped into his cabin and found a curious treasure upon his desk. A well-thumbed copy of the 10X Rule by a landlubber named Grant Cardone. Scribbled in the margins were notes about some mighty movement called the 10X Global and a grand gathering called the 10X Growth Conference. I, said to be the biggest crew of business buccaneers and bold entrepreneurs in all the world. So, between ye and me, I suspect the old rogue's planning a podcast with his thoughts on this Cardone fella. But mum's the word. Don't ye breathe it to a soul. Now then, what I can share without risk of being tossed to the sharks is this next unearthed recording from Blackbeard's sea chest. He calls it Piracy in the Modern World, and in it, he charts the cunning ways that plunder and power have changed shape, but not spirit. Recorded long ago, yet truer now than ever. So lend your ears, ye scallywags, and prepare for a voyage through today's high seas of commerce, corruption, and conquest. Welcome aboard the Pirates Code Podcast.
So Blackbeard be asked about piracy in the modern world. Allow me to quote two modern-day buccaneers that I believe to be relevant. This be Blackbeard's opinion of how Dr. Ian Rowby's insights be affected by James Rickard's complexity theory and its domino effects. In this here interconnected world, small happenings can cause mighty waves, rolling through systems in ways no one can predict. This idea, at the heart of James Rickard's take on complexity theory in economics, holds true for maritime security as well. Dr. Ian Rowby, a top expert in maritime law and security, sheds light on the modern challenges of seafaring piracy, showing how these issues can send ripples through global systems with far-reaching consequences. The twisted nature of maritime piracy. Piracy on the high seas ain't just some local scallywags causing trouble. It's a complicated matter with big geopolitical, economic, and social angles. Dr. Albee points out that today's piracy sprouts from roots like poverty, weak governance, political storminess, and economic gaps. Such conditions create waters where piracy can flourish, especially in spots like the Gulf of Guinea, the Horn of Africa, and Southeast Asia. These sea rogues often set their sights on commercial vessels, aiming to commandeer ships, nab crew members for ransom, or swipe precious cargo. While these deeds might seem like isolated capers, their effects can be vast. The rules of complexity theory help us grasp how such events can kick off a chain reaction across linked systems. Complexity theory and the domino effect. Complexity theory says that in connected, twisty systems, small events can lead to grand outcomes through a domino effect. This be especially true when eyeing the fallout from maritime piracy. For example, the sinking of a single ship might seem like a drop in the ocean of global maritime doings, yet the consequences can be deep and wide-reaching. Food distribution. Many lands rely on sea routes to ferry essential goods, including grub. A pirate attack sinking a ship laden with grain or other staples can throw a wrench in food supply lines, especially in places already grappling with hunger. The immediate blow is a food shortage, driving up prices and deepening hunger. Over time, this can stir social unrest and instability. Energy disruption. Sea routes be vital for hauling energy treasures like oil and liquefied natural gas, or LNG. A pirate strike that jumbles these paths can lead to hefty energy shortages. Take an attack in the Strait of Hormuz, a key pinch point for global oil shipments. It can send oil prices soaring, rattling global markets and economies. Industries dependent on energy might stumble, leading to economic slowdowns and possible job losses. Political upheaval. The economic and social storms brewed by piracy can also spark political turmoil. Governments might feel the heat from citizens dealing with food scarcities, high energy costs, and unemployment. In dire straits, this can lead to political shakeups, changes at the helm, or even regime overthrows. Plus, the need to tackle piracy might pull resources from other crucial areas, weakening the overall governance and steadiness of affected nations. Religious division. In regions where religious tensions simmer, the economic and social impacts of piracy can fan these flames. If one religious crew feels the brunt of piracy's consequences more than others, it can breed feelings of being cast aside and bitterness. This can fuel existing tensions and possibly lead to conflict, further rocking the region's boat. Mitigating the risks. Dr. Albee calls for a broad approach to curb the dangers of maritime piracy. This involves beefing up legal structures, boosting international teamwork, enhancing watchfulness over maritime domains, and building up the muscle of coastal states to patrol their waters with prowess. Moreover, tackling the roots of piracy, like poverty and political instability, be vital for long-term fixes. Conclusion. Grasping the tangled and connected nature of maritime piracy be key to crafting effective strategies to battle it. The wisdom of Dr. Ian Ralby, paired with the principles of complexity theory, offer a map for understanding how small events can set off grand global consequences. By taking a wide-reaching and proactive stance, the international crew can lessen the risks and ensure the steadiness and security of global sea routes. This here article be Blackbeard's Reckoning, showing how maritime piracy and complexity theory intertwine, with one small spark causing a firestorm across many systems. Best of luck to you landlubbers trying to outsmart the modern-day pirates. Arrrr!